Welcome everyone to day 3 to the King is Coming Advent Devotional. I'm Mr. Sam, and also with me is Miss Emily.
Hi everybody!
Let's grab the star block and get started. Today, we have Miss Andrea with us today. Welcome, Miss Andrea.
Hi guys, thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. So everyone can just follow along with the devotional book or sit back and listen as we go into hear about God's pretty crazy promise.
All right. God's pretty crazy promise, the story of Abraham. After the big flood in Noah's time, things got better for a little bit, but not completely. God was still far away, and God's world, which is supposed to be filled with life and laughter and beauty, was still filled with wrong and with darkness. God was getting ready to do something about it. He was going to prepare a way to be with his people again forever. But he wouldn't do it like he did in Noah's time. No flood this time. This time, God would use the best part of his creation, people. He started with an old man named Abraham. Abraham, God said, I know you don't have any kids yet, but one day you're going to have a huge family. In fact, you'll have more people in your family than there are stars in the sky. Abraham looked up at the night sky. He didn't even try counting. After all, do you know how many stars are in the sky? A lot. More than 100. More than 1,000. More than 1,000,000. More than 100,000,000,000. Abraham didn't know what to say, but God wasn't done. Abraham, God said, the most important thing isn't even that you'll have 100,000,000,000 children and great-grandchildren and great-great-great-grandchildren. The most important thing is that one of your great-great-great-grandchildren will be a child who will bring me back to all the people of the earth. When this child is born, everyone will say, "This is the king we've been waiting for." Abraham started laughing to himself. His wife Sarah laughed too. It wasn't a happy laugh though. They were laughing at God. Not a good idea, of course. But you have to admit, it was a pretty crazy promise. Have you ever seen an old lady have a baby or millions of babies? God came back to Abraham a few more times and he kept pointing Abraham up to the stars. And even though the promise seemed crazy, Abraham believed what God had said. And God was with Abraham. Even though Abraham was too old to have children, even though his wife was too old to have children, even when Abraham started to doubt God's promise, God was with Abraham. Sure enough, just as God had promised, Abraham's wife, Sarah, got pregnant. She gave birth to a baby boy named Isaac, which means son of laughter. Abraham and Sarah both laughed again, but they weren't laughing at God now. No. They were laughing with God. It was like a little glimpse of heaven had started to break through. Maybe, they thought, maybe God really would come back. God told Abraham to do a lot of other scary things, like leave his home and go to a brand new place he had never seen. And Abraham listened. But Abraham did not always trust God fully. He didn't always listen right away. He did many things that make God's heart sad. He sinned in ways that hurt other people. Because of that, God couldn't remain. Sin drove him away. So Abraham and Sarah began to hope and pray. God, will you come back to stay?
Thanks, Andrea. Yeah, so in this devotional, we hear that God's going to start using people for his great plan. So my question for today that you guys can take and also ask your families is, how can God use us to bring light into the world? Miss Andrea, what do you think for this question?
Well, I think we can spread God's light through the people we are around and how we love them. I think something that sets us apart from the rest of the world is that we love everyone, and we even love people who are maybe a little bit harder to love, maybe people who are really different from us. And when we love them and care for them and know that they are made in the image of God and that God loves them too, I think it sheds a lot of light on our world.
Yeah, and that's exactly how the story is that we're all part of God's people, every one of those stars in the sky. So let's grab today's block, day 3, and let's spin it around to reveal stars. And that reminds us that there's so many of us, and when Abraham looked up, that we are all there, every one of us, and God knows each one of us. And we can put the star block on top. Okay, let me close in a word of prayer. Dear God, there's so many of us in this world, but you know each and every one of us, and that you have not forgotten about us. You know every hair is on our head. And I pray, Lord, that we can take that and we can share the message with everyone to know that no matter where we are and how we're different than anyone else, that you do love each one of us for who we are. Thank you. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Miss Andrea. And tomorrow, tune back in as we hear about tears in the desert. And don't forget, the king is coming.
God couldn't remain, sin drove him away. So Abraham and Sarah began to hope and to pray. So Abraham and Sarah began to hope and to pray. God will come back to stay.
This devotional is provided by the creators of Advent Blocks, or the Blockheads as they like to call themselves. You can learn more about Advent Blocks at adventblocks.com. Thanks for joining us.